I am a nude formalist poet, a sprung syntax poet, a multi-track poet, a wandering poet, a social expressionist poet, a Baroque poet, a constructivist poet, an idiolectical poet. I am a New York poet in California, a San Francisco poet on the Lower East Side, an objectivist poet in Royaumont, a haven't yet figured it out poet in Amiens, a surrealist poet in Jersey, a Dada poet in Harvard Square, a Zaum poet in Brooklyn, a Marx poet in Iowa, a Cubo futurist poet in Central Park. I am a Buffalo poet in Providence, a London poet in Cambridge, a Kootenai School of Writing poet in Montreal, a local poet in Honolulu. I am a leftist poet in my armchair and an existentialist poet on the street, an insider poet among my friends, an outsider poet in Midtown. I am a serial poet, a paratactic poet, a disjunctive poet, a discombobulating poet, a montage poet, a collage poet, a hypertextual poet, a nonlinear poet, an abstract poet, a non-representational poet, a process poet, a polydiscourse poet, a conceptual poet. I am a vernacular poet, a talk poet, a dialect poet, a heteroglossic poet, a slang poet, a demotic poet, a punning poet, a comic poet. I am an iambic poet, I am a dactylic poet, a tetrameter poet, an anapestic poet. I am a capitalist poet in Leningrad and a socialist poet in St. Petersburg, a bourgeois poet at Zabar's, a union poet in Albany, an elitist poet on TV, a political poet on the radio. I am a fraudulent poet, an incomprehensible poet, a degenerate poet, an incomplete poet, an incompetent poet, an indecorous poet, crude poet, an incoherent poet, a flat-footed poet, a disruptive poet, a fragmenting poet, a contradictory poet, a self-imploding poet, a conspiratorial poet, an ungainly poet, an anti-dogmatic poet, an infantile poet, a theoretical poet, an awkward poet, sissy poet, an egghead poet, perverse poet, clumsy poet, a cacophonous poet, a vulgar poet, a warped poet, a silly poet, a queer poet, an erratic poet, an erroneous poet, an anarchic poet, a cerebral poet, an unruly poet, an emotional poet, a no-nonsense poet. I am a language poet wherever people try to limit the modes of expression or non-expression. I am an experimental poet to those who value craft over interrogation, an avant-garde poet to those who see the future in the present. I am a Jewish poet hiding in the shadow of my great-grandfather and great-grandmother. I am a difficult poet in Kent, a visual poet in Cleveland, a sound poet in Cincinnati. I am a modernist poet to postmodernists, and a postmodern poet to modernists. I am a book artist in Minneapolis and a language artist in Del Mar. I am a lyric poet in Spokane, an analytic poet in South Bend, a narrative poet in Yellowknife, a realist poet in Berkeley. I am an anti-absorptive poet in the morning, an absorptive poet in the afternoon, and a sleepy poet at night. I am a parent poet, a white poet, a man poet, an urban poet, an angry poet, a sad poet, an elegiac poet, a raucous poet, a frivolous poet, a detached poet, a roller coaster poet, a volcanic poet, a dark poet, a skeptical poet, eccentric poet, a misguided poet, a reflective poet, a dialectical poet, a polyphonic poet, a hybrid poet, a wandering poet, an odd poet, a lost poet, a disobedient poet, a bald poet, a virtual poet. And I am none of these things, nothing but the blank wall of my aversions writ in disappearing ink.